xanthochrome. Now, that might sound like a word straight out of science fiction, and its uses might, too. It can encourage cell regeneration, block the entire spectrum of sunlight. It's an antioxidant. It rehydrates skin. I could go on. But it is not science fiction. It is actually the key ingredient for a skincare startup out of Northeastern University called C-Spire. The founders are taking what they've learned in the lab known as the cephalopod team, studying marine life with color-changing abilities and applying it to beauty and the skincare world. Joining us in studio now, Leila Dharavi, Chief Technology Officer of C-Spire and Assistant Professor of Chemistry and Chemical Biology at Northeastern University, and Camille Martin, CEO of C-Spire and part of the cephalopod team in Layla's lab. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, so Leila, what is a cephalopod team?
A cephalopod team is just a group of really eager researchers who are interested and fascinated by the beautiful color-changing properties of marine animals called cephalopods. And so those include octopus, squid, and cuttlefish.
Okay, and Camille, how did you wind up as a member of said cephalopod team?
Well, I came to Northeastern University for pursuing my PhD in chemistry, and I was looking for something that could be translated into a project that I can use in the beauty industry. And so once I met with Leila, I had an open mind, and there was a lot of synergy between what we were learning about these amazing animals and potential applications in the beauty space, even though at the time seemed a little bit far-reaching. But through a lot of work together, we were able to map out something that is really amazing today.
So, Leila, when Camille first says, hey, how about skincare business? Was your reaction, I'm sorry, what? Or was it, yeah, that tracks?
Or? Oh, yeah, yeah. We were definitely, this is it. You know, this is exactly where we want to go. And this is exactly the industry that we want to transform, because it is an industry that is desperately in need of new materials.
Why?
So we were all about it.
Why?
Why? Because the standard active ingredients and chemicals that are used in over-the-counter skincare products have been kind of grandfathered in over the past several decades, and a lot of them are currently under reevaluation by the FDA for being safe and effective for our skin and also for the environment. And so there is a significant need to generate new raw materials that are going to hit these milestones of being safe for skin and safe for the environment. And we believe we cracked it with our bio-inspired material here.
All right. And this word bio-inspired is important, I know. So Camille, let's start with this idea of xanthochrome. What is it?
Xanthochrome, it is a multifunctional anti-aging compound that is inspired by the color-changing animals in the cephalopod family, so octopus, squid, and cuttlefish. The name comes from its chemical origin, and chrome is a word that describes bright and rich color. And so the nature of the compound is a really brilliant, bright pigment that we have been repurposing as an active ingredient with more than just aesthetic presence, but also functionality. And so xanthochrome is what I consider a breakthrough ingredient. It's almost like wearing the same shirt to three different places, depending on what you're looking for. You're looking for a rich pigment, you're looking for a broad spectrum sun filter, an anti-aging compound, an antioxidant, even a moisturizer. You can find that all with a single ingredient. And so that's so amazing.
So cephalopods have been around, you know, really long time. And this was there. Mm-hmm. So how is this like a magical new thing?
Later? So it's interesting, because the entire sort of field of, let's see, cephalopod discovery and chemistry and biology and all the different types of sciences associated with it has kind of historically, it has kind of overlooked the pigmentation in the skin itself. And so we decided to really focus and take a very rigorous bioanalytical chemistry approach to actually identifying and quantifying what is exactly in the skin, what is contributing to the color. And we found these molecules, and these molecules are very interesting, and they're metabolites of amino acids, so they're naturally derived, and they're photostable in these animals. And so we, like I said, we think we landed on something really, really unique for this industry.
Okay, so Camille, we did a story, I don't know, maybe it was a year ago now, maybe a little longer, on horseshoe crabs and how blood from horseshoe crabs is used in a range of research and the real environmental threat that can create both to the crabs and to the way crabs participate in the ecosystem. as I understand it, you are not actually extracting anything from cephalopods. You have recreated this in a lab. Is that right?
That is 100% correct. And so initially, we had studied the material from the animal source, and we were really excited about what we were finding. And we thought this could be a sustainability play, repurposing waste, because we were finding this in materials that are often discarded in the processing of calamari. However, when I started to call different restaurant to see what do you do with this post-use material, they thought I was with the environmental working agency, and they were like, absolutely not, call our corporate. Coupled with going into the beauty industry to various trade shows, we found that as soon as you said animal derived, it was like a big red stop sign. And so we put our heads down, we went into the lab and started to figure out, can we make a bioidentical version of what's found in these animals? And we were able to do that. And so now we're able to process and scale this to be able to support our product launch without having to rely on the natural resources and disrupting those marine ecosystems.
All right, so two things. One, if I had had a bingo card, calamari waste from restaurants in the cosmetic conversation would not have been on it. That was a little bit of a surprise. So, Layla, I'll turn to you. I think you know culturally there's a lot of pushback to, for example, genetically modified organisms doing that in food products, et cetera. So this is purely synthetic. How do we really know it's safe? How do we really know that it will not have some other unexpected environmental impact or ecosystem impact by what's in the compounds?
That is an excellent question. And to be honest, we have such a unique approach in the CSpire team as being both PhD chemists to be able to design a series of really, really, really rigorous and also industry-approved standard protocols and studies to be able to actually prove this empirically. And we have done so over the past year in CSpire, being able to show that this is not an endocrine disruptor, which is a primary concern of a lot of over-the-counter active ingredients in skincare.
What does any of that mean, endocrine disruptor?
Endocrine is the hormonal regulation system. So a lot of what's being found today is that some of these active ingredients, actually, once you put them on the skin and once you put them on daily, they actually can penetrate through your skin and actually go into your bloodstream and introduce some dysregulation into your hormonal system. So it can actually cause pretty significant systemic problems internally.
And a year of trial is enough to be sure that that is not the case with this synthetic material.
So you have industry approved and industry standard testing protocols, which we have been able to adapt and adopt inside of the company. And we've been able to, like I said, empirically prove that our material is safe for a lot of these studies for humans.
All right, so let's shift to the business side of this now. Layla, your chief technology officer. Camille, your chief executive officer. We have two women of color launching a new business in the cosmetics industry in Boston. I think my first question for you is this a friendly, supportive environment here in Boston to launch a business like this? Camille.
And I can say from my experience, being a PhD student, then translating into a business leader, there was a lot of support within the greater Boston community. In fact, our very first investors, which is The Engine, which is a venture fund built by MIT, very early on in our discovery of our compound and being able to map out how we would commercialize this, we got a lot of helpful resources from this organization.
We had Katie Ray on the show yesterday.
Amazing.
Oh,
yeah,
awesome.
Perfect.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah, so she was one of our initial champions. And I can say it's been a waterfall effect. Since then, we've been able to attract the best and the brightest investors in the neighborhood. And so they have been providing a lot of resources to us in the form of advisors, financial supporters, board members that are really helping to cultivate the culture of our company. And I could say for us, our experience has been very, very positive and really gives us a lot of hope for how Boston is changing and the opportunities that are here in the city for bio-inspired, biotech, science-driven companies. We happen to play on both the side of science and beauty, which is very unique. And so we see this as a huge opportunity to be able to create more validated data in the design process, and to be able to have a group of investors to support this has been really the best part about it all.
And so, Layla, excuse me, I'm thinking also about sort of your target audience. One of the things that you talked about, or your target customer, at the beginning of this conversation was skin pigmentation and color. You know, one of the things that we have talked a lot about on the show over the last few years is how our white structures don't tend to build products that recognize and provide for the great variation in skin color in our human community. Is this a product that can work across all races, skin colors, skin textures? Is there a particular target market here?
Oh, I would say I'll answer the first part of the question, and then Camille, I'll defer to Camille on the second part. But I will say that our material, we are championing the inclusivity of our material. So it is going to be something that any person of color will be able to use and be satisfied with. There is a gigantic gap in technologies for over-the-counter skincare products that are addressing some of the outstanding needs of women of color, and we believe that this is going to be a great solution to that, to meet that need.
Okay, now Camille, as you add on, you guys did bring a little bit of a product to try.
Yeah.
So I'm putting a little on my hand, and I should remind folks, I'm white. We were just talking about people of color in this product, but I am putting some of it on my hand. What am I putting on here?
So you're putting on one of my favorite day creams, which is just something for body. We're initially launching in the face category, but in our earlier days, we were trying to figure out, can xanthochrome even be incorporated in a formulation? And we landed on this really, really rich, buttery, velvety, soft cream that I really enjoy in my everyday experience as we're developing some of our other lines. But I can say that even though we're super, super focused on thinking about what are some of the unique needs for women of color, what we can see is that what we're learning about our products and how we're designing them can really be applied to the broader audience. And so for us, it's about being super intentional in our design, considering some of the skin types 3, 4, 5, and 6 that are sometimes follow-on areas of study or adaptations for brands, and saying, we actually want to prioritize these unique skin types. So looking at what are their hydration needs? How are we thinking about innovative ways to mitigate environmental factors like sunlight, like oxidation? What about some coloration issues, hyperpigmentations? How can we naturally be able to create products that address this with our ingredient? And how could some of the claims and the functionality of this be applied to a broader audience? So maybe you also are someone who's looking for a product that is addressing hydration, or you're looking for a new sun care. So now you're able to look to see what we have done with our C-Spire line and how you might be able to adopt this in your daily routine.
Yeah, I actually suffer from really serious dry skin, and this is it does have a velvety feel. The last piece that I want to pick up, and Layla, I'll come back to you for this. Do you think there is potential here to change the market? And if so, briefly, how?
Yeah, I do. You know, we're introducing a new raw material, and I think it's about really getting the people to engage with a new raw material that is going to do more than just a cocktail of what's been done in the past. So really disrupting the norm and getting in there and catalyzing a new movement for skincare.
All right. That is Layla Duravi, who is CTO of C-Spire, and Camille Martin, CEO of C-Spire, a new company launched here out of Northeastern University here in the greater Boston area. Thanks to both for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.